From that point, my birthday celebrations took a nosedive. By the time I hit my late teens and early 20s and wanted to go out drinking and partying to celebrate my birthday, nobody was interested. They were always too hungover from the night before. "I can't see what the problem is," said Kelly, who was my best friend at the time. "I think you're lucky. The whole country goes out to celebrate your birthday." Blatantly, they didn't. But I couldn't be bothered to point out the flaws in that argument, so I just went along with it. I knew that my friends weren't really celebrating me birthday, even if they could be bothered to pretend they were. They, like everyone else, went out to enjoy New Year's Eve. It was only when Big Ben chimed that my birthday celebrations could truly begin, and invariably, they didn't. Everyone always wished me Happy New Year, but hardly anyone ever said happy birthday. In their drunken euphoria, they had forgotten all about me. Going out to celebrate my birthday? I think not. "Let's go out for lunch on my actual birthday, tomorrow," I suggested one year, not long after Big Ben chimed. Of course, everyone was up for it in their drunken state. The following lunchtime, I sat like a total numpty in Nando's, like some Billy No-Mates, realisation slowly dawning that no one was going to turn up. Not one of them even bothered to text. Most were probably still in bed. Even an extra large dollop of peri-peri sauce couldn't state my disappointment. After I turned 30, birthdays became less of a big deal. I felt less inclined to go out and get drunk every year like I had before. I was working full-time as a nurse by then, and the enhanced pay for working over the bank holiday period was well worth missing yet another tedious New Year's Eve party for. It was enough to pay for a nice week away in the Canaries in January, just as everyone else was struggling back to work. I loved going on holiday at that time of year. It was cheap as chips outside the school holidays. I felt sorry for people with kids when I looked at the astronomical prices travel agents charged during the school holidays. How did they ever afford to get away? I was determined to make the most of the years before I had children to travel as much as possible. But to be honest, a week each year in Lanzarote wasn't exactly travelling the world as I had in my younger years. I would go with Rob, my ex, and we always got on better when we went away. In the latter years, it was about the only time we communicated at all. But as I later discovered, he had other distractions back home.